We are very blessed tonight to have a message from beloved Jesus. This was given on October the 8th of this year of 2023, which was just one day after the horrible attack on Israel by Hamas. So just to put it into context. And the title of this heart stream tonight is called, I Am the Resurrection and the Life. So we're very fortunate to have that as our program tonight. And our host is the lovely and spicy Maria Ramirez from Jacksonville, Florida. Take it away, Maria. Press star six to speak.
All right, everybody. Hello, and thank you for being here tonight. As she said previously, Barbara did, we are honored to hear from our beloved Jesus who speaks on the I Am Resurrection and the Life. Looking forward to that. At the end of our class, in about 75 minutes, please stay to find out, one, what is happening in our community and how we can benefit. Two, ask any questions, share any insight and experiences that you have had. Number three, give us prayers requests for your family, friends, and join us in prayers too. Our mission and vision. I will read our mission and vision statement and see if it feels like something that you would like to enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teaching and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature. Using solar sciences of the spirit, we radiate light and we live and love as one. Please read the following prayers with me from the invitation that you received by mail. And all together, let us say this invocation. Okay? In the name of our I Am presence, we call to you, beloved Jesus, thanking you for filling us with your light and your love and raising us in higher up to be higher and stronger with your help. Archangel Michael and your leaders, thank you for protecting us tonight physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our class. Thank you for bringing to our class the souls who are eager for more love and light and desire to obey God. Amen. Now we will sing together a song, song number 28, Take My Hand, Jesus Dear. We should have received this song by mail or snail mail or email. So take it away.
I'm going to play the song now.
Okay.
Okay.
My way on the path of tenderness.
Thank you, Maria. Now we're going to, thank you very much. Now we're going to listen to the heart stream from October 8th, 2023, from Beloved Jesus.
I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. As your Jesus, I come, hailing you with this affirmation that I gave long ago, and that I give again today on behalf of one Son of God who has passed in Chile, and on behalf of many who have been murdered in Israel and others in the Palestinian region.
Jesus is speaking about 19-year-old Leonardo Toro from Chile, who passed just a few days before this heart stream was given. He is the son of Alexia Toro, who's one of the co-leaders of the Santiago Chile Heart Friends group. And so a very close to home death. He was killed in a motorcycle accident. So a very heartbreaking situation. And so he's sending comfort to the family and friends of this beautiful young man.
Oh, mankind, why do you continue to engage and division and war, when the law of the one is set before you, and you know in your inner parts, within your soul, your heart, your divine mind, the way of righteousness, and the means of reaching a true peace that lasts, a way whereby all can live as brothers and sisters upon one planet, united in that which is true and real, beautiful and divine, rather than unholy, divisive, and impure. I choose to broadcast the resurrection fire in this hour to raise up those who have passed, and also to raise you up, each one, in a new fire of beingness, a new divine radiance of holiness within your presence. You have celebrated the Eastertide in honor of springtime and the resurrection fires that manifest throughout the world and the Northern Hemisphere, where all is quickened and awakened from that winter sleep. And have you carried forth this flame, this fire, dearest ones, throughout this year? Do you even now feel, in the time of the harvest, when the trees are dropping their leaves, and the temperatures are getting colder, that fire of the resurrection, in order to live in the eternality of that spirit of beingness within God?
I wanted to let you know that the sun moved into the fire sign Sagittarius on November 22nd, so just a little over a week ago today. So this is the final astrological sign of the astronomical year, which ends on December 21st. And it's when you chart the zodiac on the cosmic clock, it's on the 11 o'clock line of God victory. So we are in the cycle of victory now. And we are in, the sun is in a fire sign. So this is one of the things that Jesus is talking about.
If you truly desire your ascension, you must first go through the initiation of the resurrection. And by being willing, in one sense, to die to the human, only then can you live within your divinest state. If you die in the sense that you put beneath your feet all that is unreal, then that which is real ascends, takes hold within your life, and you can live in the integrity of that eternal fire of beingness in God. Yes, I am the resurrection and the life. Say it with me thrice, blessed ones. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. As a precious soul, Leonardo has moved on into another realm, so are you ready, when the time is ripe for you, to move onward and upward, dearest ones, to let go of your physical form, for it is unreal in the greatest sense, temporary in the universal perspective. What is real is your spirit. What is divine is your essence, always one with God. And though you may be preparing to leave behind your physical form this year, next year, or in years and decades to come, what are you truly leaving behind? Nothing of eternal value. For you carry with you your divine essence, your spirit, the fire that animates your eternal being. And when you know this truth, then you do not have to spend an inordinate amount of time, energy, and focus in grieving those who have gone before you. For they now live in a new realm of light. They see what you are going through, and that they are experiencing a new type of freedom, either between or after lifetimes, whether preparing for their ascension or for re-embodiment. And as you focus upon their eternal spirit, that light and that life that is at the core of their true being, they can remain with you and you can be with them in the oneness of the spirit and the divine embrace of brothers and sisters of light, holy ones of God who understand both the laws of cause and effect and the law of the one that says that all are born of spirit of the Father, Mother, God in the beginning. And so long as all maintain that connection with Source, you remain tethered to that divine reality, that oneness, that pure state of being, one with all other beings of light throughout this world and beyond. Yes, I come for one.
Now we're going to answer a question. How can we pray for loved ones who have passed on? And that's going to be answered by Lenore. Go ahead, Lenore. Press star 6.
Okay, thank you. Well, Jesus is really giving us some magnificent keys here in what he has just shared with us. The resurrection flame, I hadn't really thought about it until this heart stream about how it would be very beneficial to invoke the resurrection flame for someone who's just departed. That could be a tremendous boost to them to get them up past maybe a rough patch, you know. It's who knows what it's could be right at the beginning. Generally, we would tend to call to Astraea and Purity to lock their cosmic circle and sort of the flame around a soul who has made their transition, to see that they are sealed in the light and protected from anything that could pull them down, maybe, or could be a problem for them as they are making their way to their new place. And that isn't a call, that's a prayer that we can make also, is that they are assisted to get to the place prepared for them in the octaves of light. Now, if you're with a person who's making a transition, there is an angel called the angel of the angel of transition, whose name is Azrael. So that is a specific call, and any of the angels, I think that's really a key thing, is for the angels to guide them, even the guardian angel of that soul who's been with them through all of their embodiments. They say it's the same guardian angel from your very, very beginning, which is astounding. And the comfort angels, pink ray angels, are the angels of comfort. I would think Saint Germain is comforting. Archangel Michael's protection. So it's just unlimited what we can do to help souls, help our loved ones. And then thinking of them lovingly in a quick prayer here and there and just thinking about them, they say that really helps the soul. So it's an interesting thing to go through, you know, to be in that position and yet just open your heart to the angels and to the light and send it forth to that soul. And that will assist them a lot.
Thank you, beloved.
Okay, Barbara.
Thank you very much. Yeah, whenever I read if someone's in the news that's passed, or I hear about a friend or something that's passed, I always try to pray for them, but I also pray for their friends and family, to for the comfort angels to help them through their grief, because that's something that can hold a soul down, is the weight of the grief experienced by their loved ones and friends. So let's be sure and remember that, and not get too morose when someone we care deeply about passes away, because it can impede their progress as well. So let's move on now with the heart stream. Here, hold on a second.
Beings of light throughout this world and beyond. Yes, I come for one, yet I come for all. For you have seen how so many may be taken from the screen of life in a moment. When will your moment be, dearest ones? You know not. Only God knows that hour, that moment of time, within the greater, timeless, spaceless realms of eternality. So be prepared by being true to self. Be true every day to what you know is real within you, who is God. And lest you think that it is more important to focus upon the outer world with all of its desires and machinations, I say again that what is eternally important is your focus upon the kingdom of God that is within you. This is your reality. This is your divine station, the platform of your solar evolution, the eternal, spaceless, timeless state where beingness is felt and known in all of its eternal beingness, where God can be grokked viscerally, physically, if you choose, by the Holy Spirit's presence in and all around you as a tangible reality of light, love, and presence.
A good friend of mine, her friend, described this feeling as experiential spirituality. So not something that we just think about and talk about, but something that we feel in the depths of our emotions, our thinking, at every one of the four levels of being, that we experience God at every level.
Dearest ones, I taught the inner core of the higher initiates who came into my aura as the Son of God, the deeper mysteries of life that even now you are witnessing being revealed in various heart streams through many teachers of light around the world who have become one with their source through prayer and meditation, through deep contemplation, and simply understanding the dynamics of life itself as God within. Your time is coming, and is now, when you can experience this oneness state in greater measure by simply allowing and accepting your divine reality to perfuse itself throughout your entire auric being. When you can know that sense of oneness as what is essential for you to live within each day as the glory of the Lord, the Shekinah of the Divine Mother in your midst. When you can feel God as your true essence, deep within your heart and soul, and then utilize that spirit to manifest itself through your words, your actions, your thoughts and feelings. Then, dearest ones, you have solved the riddle of life itself.
The Hopi Indian prophecy from 2002 talked about this, and they said the end of that prophecy is that we ourselves are the ones we have been waiting for. It's taken me a good 20 years to wrap my mind around that thought, and one that I still contemplate on a regular basis. And I would recommend that to you, for us to grow into the fullness of the ones we are waiting for. We are those ones. We ourselves are those ones. So let us be those ones.
Yet this flame must be sustained. This light must be daily redeemed in the sense that you accept it as who you are. And whether you say the affirmation that we have given or others using the I Am name of God, all that you say is manifest in reality in the name I Am That I Am, or its shortened version, I Am. You know this truth, and yet I still hear people saying, I am this or that, and that this or that is not of God, of reality, of purity and truth. Watch your words, and then watch your thoughts, and then watch your feelings. Behold within you the essence that truly is God, and allow this to manifest through your thoughts, your feelings, every emotion that flows through you each day. This is the pathway to self-mastery, to God-mastery of all aspects of self, dearest ones. Yet it takes determination, practice, and being available to spirit to woo you again and again to that noble state of purity, wholeness, and truth.
And now we will have another question, or a comment rather. Explain why I Am affirmations work. And Nancy is going to answer that for us. So go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, so the I Am That I Am is the name of God, as we've been told. In the Hebrew language, it's Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is how they spell the formal name of God written in Hebrew, and it is basically stands for I Am That I Am. So hopefully most of us already know that making statements like Jesus just mentioned, I am this, I am that, you are basically, when you state I am, you are proclaiming God in me is this or that. So it is very important, as Jesus just mentioned in this heart stream, to really watch our words and even our thoughts and feelings when it comes to this, so that we're not, certainly not expressing out loud, yet also not thinking oh, I am this, I am that, all these negative things, because you're then basically co-creating with God, saying that God in me is this or that. So we can state all positive things when it comes to stating I am, and state positive things. And it's really interesting to even think about how, and people, I'm sensitive to this. If somebody says something about me, oh, you are this, you are that. Okay, even though they're not using the I am, they're still claiming in a sense or portraying onto me that I am this or that. And I oftentimes will very gently, you know, correct them if it's appropriate. On the other hand, I was reflecting on how in the Spanish language, instead of saying I am hungry, which oftentimes in English we'll say that, they say, I don't know Spanish that well, but yo tengo hambre, which means I have hunger, or like I feel hunger, I have hunger, which really makes a lot of sense, because you don't, you know, you're not identifying that that's who you are, but you have this sensation of hunger. So it's just interesting how different languages use different words and for us to contemplate. So yes, be very, 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 very important to think about what we're saying when we start our sentence with I am, because you are claiming God in me is. So when we use this in a positive way, we can really buoy ourselves up and support ourselves as God beings. Thank you for the opportunity to share those little tidbits of ideas.
Thanks, Nancy. We appreciate your contribution. And now let's move on with the heart stream.
Some walk the path for a short time thinking that they have arrived at that eternal fount of the ascension. Yet I say, dearest ones, that humility is the greatest of virtues besides divine love. For when you near that point on the path of the complete merging of your soul with your spirit, that is a time to be careful. That is a time to be awake. For what is transpiring is the final unification of your soul with your spirit. And this is when the dark ones attempt to assail you, to steal away your victory, that sense of oneness, harmony, and peace. This is the time to be true vigilantes of the spirit, witnessing to that process of the merging of what is mortal into mortality. Or if you would, sloughing off that mortal coil permanently to accept the fiery essence, the coil of beingness as your true God self.
And now we'll have another question. What is the greatest virtue besides love, and why? And Donna will answer this question. Go ahead, Donna.
Well, Jesus is our model. He did not come to be served, but to serve others. And Matthew 5:3, meekness, absence of self, not prideful or arrogant. Matthew 20:26-27, the poor in spirit would have the kingdom of heaven. And Philippians 23, he did not come to be served, but to serve. We must commit ourselves to serving others, considering others above our own. And Luke 14:11, forever one who exalts himself will be humbled, and who humbles himself will be exalted. Matthew 23:10-12. Neither be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Christ. The greatest among you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. That was beautifully done. Now we'll go on with the heart stream.
Yes, I see many who have walked the path to a point, and yet that point at the why is key. If you would remain pure, humble, and unencumbered by your lower nature's desires, wishes, wants, dearest hearts, then allow this simple God desire to be of service to the light, one with your presence and all true divine spirits of heaven and those who have merged with that light upon earth. Be joyful, harmonious, resilient, and resonant in the Holy Spirit's graces. Your resiliency is key, picking yourself up when you have temporarily let go of the hem of the garment of God and ascribe to something less than your true nature in thought, feeling, word, and deed. That is the time to be steely in your determination to be true to your God self in all ways. This does not mean that you, dearest hearts, are sterile in your communication with others, or lacking in the flames of mercy and harmony, living within the peaceable kingdom within you. It simply means that you are tethered to that pathway of light first, and then all of the opportunities that come to invest yourself in other doings and family times together and associations with friends can still be maintained so long as your divine focus is sure and your principles and values are followed to the T in everything that you say and share. Sometimes I see disciples letting down their guard a little bit here or there, and that is when they are tripped up and make mistakes that they rue. How can you conquer this dynamic, dearest ones? Simply by learning the art of stillness and learning to be both on time and ready, prepared for God to invest light, grace, empowerments, and virtuistic renderings through you. Ask yourself, am I now available to the Holy Spirit to grace another or all life, the divine love flowing through me? Or am I caught up in some little web here or there of deception or distraction that keeps me bound to this mortal coil and state of unreality? If you can truly remain centered in that light, principled in the glory of the Lord that is your true nature, then you shall pass every test. You shall realize what is at play. You shall be victorious in every decision that comes your way. because through the centeredness of the Christ within, you know the way, the truth, and the life that I modeled and that I still maintain for all beings evolving on planet Earth.
And now we'll have our last question. How can we avoid mistakes on the path? And Maria will answer this. Go ahead and press star 6, Maria.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All righty. Now, as always, all those questions, you know, I ponder and meditate upon a lot. I didn't get a chance to do much of that, of meditating as much as I usually do on this question, which is very interesting question and very, very important one too. I wrote, first of all, let us think of mistakes we can make when we think that we are at the gate of our ascension. We could be prideful by thinking that, oh, we are there. Nothing can drag us down. But letting our guard down at this time is crucial. Don't allow desires, wishes, and wants of a lower nature to take hold of us. It's not easy peasy. Be mindful. Be vigilant. Know that that's when you could be tempted. And if you are not ready, as beloved Jesus was during his 40 days and 40 nights of fasting in the desert, you could be stripped of your victory. One mistake is not learning how to deal with or how the fallen ones use even the Bible to fool you. They know every trick of the trade. Be wise, servant. Don't lose focus on your goal and use every recourse. Jesus is on our side. And every master, and Jesus, as well as every master, has taught us the way, the truth, and the life, as he very well stated in this heart stream. Be vigilantes of the spirit, because when you go to the point, when you get to the point of the why on the path, your best bet is to choose the higher nature of that path. Yes, choose God's desire. Remain humble and pure. Whatever you do, don't let down your guard. Always only victory. Hold fast to Jesus' hand. Amen.
Amen. Great. Thank you, Maria.
You're welcome.
Now we will go on with the last part of the heart stream.
As I shared through this messenger with beloved Alexia, the loving mother of Leonardo, he is free in the light now and chooses to re-embody once more in an even more glorious opportunity to serve. As a magnificent being, we shall make an impact upon the world through his internal fire, his joy, and his angelic presence. I pray that this vision that you all hold for this young man will sustain him as he moves through the cyclings that he is experiencing in the heaven world, and that the comfort flame of the Holy Spirit upon Alexia, Angela, and their extended family may allow all to feel the presence of God and the presence of Leonardo as he, in one sense, through spirit, remains in their lives as a tangible presence of love a brother of truth and a witness to the light of God. It was a difficult decision for both Leonardo and for the ascended hosts to allow him to move on, knowing the pain, the sorrow that some would experience. Yet, dearest ones, his eternal spirit is strong. Celebrate it. And you shall all be animated more upon your own path to remain in that state of divine beingness always, for you know not when your time to leave this your temporal post is nigh. Utilize every moment to be godly and give your all. And in this you shall conquer self and win the day of light for yourself and all whom you love. I am your Jesus, wooing you through the resurrection fires unto your victory and the light always. Thank you.
Thank you very much for sharing this wonderful message. Thank you to beloved Jesus for giving this beautiful teaching. Now I'm going to play a short, very short hearts. It's just a little message from David Christopher Lewis with him announcing details about our 2024 Summer Solstice Conference. So I'm just going to play that now before Lenore gives the other announcements.
I'd just like to say that our council met on Friday morning, and although we had hoped to have our summer conference 2024 near Washington, D.C., because of the deficit in our budget and our desire to save money in order to be able to pay our staff and fulfill other obligations, we've decided to have the summer 2024 class right here in Livingston, Montana. I realized that And the masters realized that it would have been preferable to go closer to Washington, D.C., because we have an election coming up. It's very important. However, Almaria said that we could do the vast majority of the work. Well, I believe it was, what was it, over 90%? 85. We could do about 85% of the work here. But, and it will require certain graphics that we will produce to be able to zero in with the energies to focus upon what is important to deal with in our government, in the House of Representatives, the Senate, both part of Congress, the executive branch, the White House, and the Supreme Court, representing the judicial part of our government. So there's much more to that. So we look forward to this for those of us who live here because we can sleep in our own beds. We have revamped our sanctuary. We have air conditioning. I know that the master said at one point that I think it was last year would be the last, potentially the last class we'd have here. However, things have shifted, and this is the will of our council, and the masters have ratified it. We hope to still have maybe a face-to-face meeting either before or after the conference. We haven't decided yet. Whatever we decide to do, those who are here could potentially stay here, of our council members. So there are other events that we would like to share with you that the council has approved, and we basically approved having our autumn equinox class in Mount Shasta again. So I think that the people in Mount Shasta will be excited about that. And also our winter solstice class next year is scheduled to be in Vista at Dennis Fisher's home. And I'll be speaking to him more about that because the masters gave us a little bit of information about what that class would be about. It will partly be about holding the balance for the Pacific Fire Ring because we were asked to go to Hawaii every 3 years. And we didn't go there this year. The last time we went was 2020. And we saw what happened in Maui this year. So had we gone, I don't know if that would have been mitigated. However, it behooves us to try to be responsive to the master's request. So there will be a special event that will be in Hawaii, but we don't know too much more about those details yet. We don't have that information. And that will be probably next year. Beyond that, we have made some changes in our budget to accommodate the fact that we're plowing through a lot of our savings and resources that's basically scheduled to pay our staff because, what is it, over 83%, I think, of our budget is paying our staff as employee funds, right? Is that about right? Maybe a little more. So a lot of decisions have to be made in the next few weeks, and we're working on that budget. We don't quite have a balanced budget yet by any means. I think at this point, when we finished our meeting, we were still down, what, boy, at like $70,000 at least. Yeah, closer to $90,000. Actually, yeah, it was like $89,000 to balance our budget. So if anybody out there has a rich uncle or you desire to help us out, we could really use the help because we've hired a lot of people since we had a large request from our beloved Jean Morgan a number of years ago when she ascended. You know, we were able to expand our staff and hire some very important employees, in particular some IT guys. Their work is absolutely phenomenal, and other employees. And so another thing is our dearly beloved Joyce Ennis is retiring at the end of this month. And Zuli will be taking over more and more of her functions, and we will honor Joyce, you know, right around All Saints Day. And Joyce has been absolutely amazing in all the work that she's done over these many, many years. A friend of mine since I first came on staff of the Summit Lighthouse back in 1976. In fact, her husband drove me from the airport to Staff Life in Colorado Springs. And he was my best man in my first wedding. So I honor the Hennis family and all that they've done to support the masters over these many, many years. So Boyd or any of our council members, we have about five council members here besides me. Do any of you have anything to share that we can share from that meeting that's appropriate that you can think of?
Yes.
The EES?
Yes.
Yeah, so many of you know that we have ordered a what's called the cube from EEES or EE Systems, and it's due to arrive here within the next 3 weeks or so, or maybe even less. So we will put one of them here in the sanctuary. It's still to be determined about a second one, which we've ordered, where that exactly will be. We have some work to do on that, and that should be decided this coming Tuesday, hopefully. So things are looking up in many ways. I just finished writing the introduction to our next book, and I ask you to please pray for Claire Brown and Dennis Ouellette and David Kyle and Nancy Batten and Boyd Batten because they're going to be involved in creating the cover, the front and back cover of our next book. And then we have decided that to lower costs, we may not print in the future the quantity of books that we have printed in the past, like 3,000 or 2,000, et cetera, because we are running out of storage room and we don't sell them that quickly. We'd like to sell them that quickly, but the reality is we don't go through them that quickly. So we'll be printing less, and we have to work on the details on that, and I'll be working with Claire on that. So please pray, especially for Claire and Dennis, David Kyle, Nancy, and Billy Patton. They will all be involved in the finalization of our next book, which is very close, within, I'd say within 3 weeks, maybe less, of going to the printer, whatever printer we end up using. So I won't tell you what the book is yet. That's alchemy. It's just it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful book. So I think that's what I'd like to share.
Okay, thank you very much. That was just a little bit of housekeeping, if you will, telling about different things in the Heart Center coming up.
The minutes of the last meeting, and she said she doesn't have them because she gave them to Mariella, and is waiting for Mariella's okay on the notes.
I'm sure they're really busy with their preparations for the Winter Solstice Conference, so they may choose to pass on that one for December. I don't know yet, but anyway, a lot of stuff going on. Yep, wonderful. Well, thank you everyone for your contributions and for your presence. Our next, the last class of the year will be on Thursday, December 28th. So that will be after Christmas and before New Year's. So Thursday, December 28th, the last Thursday of December, we'll have one more class this year. And then the first class of 2024, at the end of January, we're going to have a special presentation by our own beloved Nancy, who is going to be available to answer health questions. She and her husband, Dan, are both chiropractors. And as you said, she's on the board of the Healing Light Retreat and is very involved in, what they call alternative modalities of healing and what all. And she's very knowledgeable in many topics. And our beloved Donna Kaur, who is now the Ascended Lady Master Reverencia, used to do this for the December class every year for a long time. And Nancy has opted to go for the January class, and she's going to have company at her house the end of December, so it would be better for her to do it in January. So be thinking of any health questions that you would like to ask, and you can send to me by email. We'll remind you again at the end of the December class to be sure and send in your questions ahead of time so we can pass them along to Nancy to prepare for that January class. And I don't have my new calendar up here, so I'm not sure 100% what that date is, but I think it's like the 25th or 26th of January, whatever the last Thursday is. So it's 8 weeks from tonight, so you can figure that out yourself, or look at your own new calendar. Anyway, now we're at the end of our class, and we're going to have prayer requests now for any of those.